This is the Steve Gruber Show on the Michigan Talk Network.
I'm going to tell you a story. I'm going to tell you about my town. I'm going to tell you a big fat story, baby. It's all about my town.
Yeah. All right, welcome back to it. 33 after on this Monday. Banning bacon and Boeing. That's a big part of the Green New Deal. Yeah. Getting rid of, you know, livestock. Getting rid of airplanes so we can take our high-speed trains around the country because we know how well that'll work, because that'll get me right where I need to go. Trains. Haven't they tried to build a train in California for, like, years? Billions of dollars spent, and nobody's gone anywhere? Well, so it is. Here's my next guest, Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, and soon The Heat here on MTN. Megan, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much.
So isn't there some big high-speed train deal in California that just never seems to get on the tracks?
Yeah, and thank you for bringing that up. As you know, I'm a California refugee. I reside in Las Vegas, and I guess the voters passed a bond act or something years and years and years ago to allocate money for that high-speed train that Harry Reid was lobbying for. Geez, what could go wrong? From Los Angeles to Las Vegas, we've spent billions, or they've spent now billions of dollars, and not a hole has been dug. So when this, you know, let's take trains everywhere and, oh, let's just build them across oceans and maybe we can get to Hawaii and the UK that way, I'm thinking, well, they have to do it in 12 years because the world is ending in 12 years, and it's been 20 years for the California train and nothing has happened. So they got to get cooking.
Well, they do because, you know, I was told that by 2013, snow would be rare and interesting. It's neither rare nor interesting as I look out the window and see another winter storm, you know, piling up on me here with three more to come in the next 10 days, I'm told. So, you know, the world's going to end. Yeah, that's certain. But when? Trust me, these folks can't get a five-day forecast, right? They can't get a 500-year forecast, right? But, you know, the most fun I had here this week was listening to the guy correct Ocasio-Cortez. What was his name here? I'm going to flip back to it. He was IFS Chairman Bradley Smith, who basically corrected the record on a whole bunch of things she was saying. You're wrong about this. You're off by 500% on that. You're just, nothing you said is actually true. Campaign money that's a donation, that's not dark money. That's actually all reported. It was just kind of fun to listen to. But what I say, Megan, is this. I believe AOC is the most dangerous person in America today because millions of people actually take her seriously. They think this is a serious conversation. That's how dumb people are.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping it's not millions. I mean, she did
win. It is
millions. Well, then we've got a lot of work to do.
We do.
Convince people that, yeah, we've got a lot of work to do. She only won with 17,000 votes. And she's really a manufactured, merchandised candidate, or at least a politician, by the mainstream media. Yet, when you watch her following, it looks like they just like to be lied to. It's interesting that there's no fact-checkers following her around on Twitter, or every time she has a camera or microphone shoved in her face, like the left does with Donald Trump. And so when she announces this deal, she announces it with Ed Markey, who is, you know, a senior senator.
The brain trust of the left, yes. Yeah, no, another.
Right, the brain. But then 70 fellow brain trusts, Democrats, sign on to this. That's why I was a little bit more concerned. So it's not just millions of people following her, as you say, but now we have 70 Democrat politicians.
But worse. Worse, you've got these people running for president that should be serious people. Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, Bernie Sanders. You would think people running for the nomination to be the Democratic, you know, standard bearer would be serious people that would have a serious. They're not serious. This is not a serious conversation. Spending trillions of dollars to ban bacon and Boeing because we're going to run high-speed trains to Hawaii. This is not a serious conversation. Providing money for people that are unwilling to work, which was included, even though they tried to lie about it later, was included because NPR went and said, your metadata is there. That's exactly who you guys put this up. This is your document. They tried to lie about it later. But it's not serious. Not intellectually.
Well, no, but they're not looking for the intellectual masses to follow them around and swallow this. Obviously, the millions that are following Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are not the brightest bulbs in the bunch, are they? But she is dangerous. You're exactly right. And so are the candidates that endorse this, many of whom are running for president. They are serious about this. They are serious about confiscating your wealth, your land, and everything that you've built by yourself, because don't you know you didn't build that? You know, I was up in Northern California just for the last few days, And I run a radio show up there. I'm on every morning for 2 hours. And I was talking to all of our ranchers and our farmers. Well, are they going to come in and just, like, grab your cattle and execute them? Like, what are we going to do? How are we going to eliminate farting cows?
Well,
like,
here's the thing.
Detail.
Here's the thing. Are we gonna you know, check flatulence on other species? You know, we got 35 million white-tailed deer in America. Should we check their flatulence? How about elk? How about house cats and dogs? How about people in general? You know, how about my dad? Good God. You know, people that actually really know how to flatulate. I mean, really haven't dialed into an art and a science. I mean, come on. I mean, let's be serious here, can't we?
Oh, yes, we must eliminate farting from the world. But, you know, I always say, you first. Like, if humans are the cause of all of this global warming or climate change or what have you, why are you going to stick around and force people, others, to conform, comply, or you're going to confiscate all of their wealth? Well, how about you first? If humans are the cause, then lead the way.
Yeah. So,
you know, go to your garage, you know, close the doors, start the engine.
Yeah. Who's going to? Well, no, you can't do it that way. All those emissions. Come on, no.
Oh, right.
Wait, what the? Come on. You are not with the program. You know, here's the thing. You look at all of this, though, and you wonder, are people telling Boeing, hey, we're going to be stopped building those Dreamliners. We don't need those anymore. 787s. Beautiful plane. We know you just sold 350 of them in the first round. Don't build those. Those won't even be necessary in 10 years. I mean, how dumb. I mean, just flat out dumb. I mean, really.
What about the ecosystem of the ocean? I mean, if they're so environmentally friendly, now what? We're just going to disrupt all of the marine life in the oceans by building tracks and I mean, are the trains going to be waterproof? Are they going to have fins? Are they going to go underwater? I really want a little bit more detail.
And Chuck Grassley calling it out, saying, you know, this sounds like a politician who believes that, you know, food is grown at the supermarket and not at the farm. You know, because that's about how, I mean, he was, and you end up with stupid comments like this. He's exactly right.
Well, and Amy Klobuchar, is that how you pronounce
Klobuchar.
Her name?
Klobuchar. She's just beating on her staffers, apparently. A new article of New York Magazine. I mean, she's apparently not a very pleasant individual to be around. Klobuchar, she's standing there in a blizzard yesterday talking about climate change, right?
Right, and the president tweeted out that she turned into a snowman woman.
Right. Don't want to offend anybody. Right, exactly.
Yeah, so here she is harping on about climate change. Literally, the picture shows her. She does look like a snow woman. She is covered in snow.
Well, that's funny because her staff members say she's not a snow woman, but she's the ice queen.
Oof. There you go.
Ouch. Yeah, they say she's awful. They say she's worse than Donald Trump at berating people and yelling at people, having a temper and making people feel bad. And she's just mean and cruel. Mean and cruel. I'll give you the last word, Megan. On that note, you take that and finish it up for us.
I've met plenty of Midwestern women that are mean and cruel. Don't let the Midwestern canard fool you. I mean, some of those women can be vicious. But yeah, the detail, I'd like a little bit more detail, and I want to keep talking about this because the more we keep talking about the insanity of the Democrats, the better our chances look at 2020.
You got that right. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, soon the heat here on MTN, the launch date getting closer now, and we'll talk about that very soon. Megan, we'll talk soon.
Very good. Thanks, Steve.
All right. 41 after, it's the Steve Gruber Show. Quick break and some final thoughts after this.
Imagine the life you want to lead, enjoying your kids, enjoying your retirement. There's only one problem. You can't because you owe the IRS, or maybe there are some unfiled tax returns. Don't wait for the IRS to file a lien, seize your income, or empty your bank account. Hope is only a phone call away. I'm Chris McGlasher from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. We're here in Michigan. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752. Or go to SteveGruber.com to find us.
There's satisfaction in building something new, something important, and something that will last for generations. Right now, there are job openings across Michigan for construction workers of all kinds. It could be you. Demand for construction workers has never been higher. You can help build roads, bridges, and infrastructure all across Michigan. And remember, construction workers are cool. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner to find out more about opportunities, education, and real possibilities for your future. Click on the Michigan Construction banner at SteveGruber.com.
Do it today.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
The National Guard for me was a perfect fit. I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I want to be a part of something bigger than myself. I didn't find that in the normal day-to-day life. I didn't find that working behind a desk. I realized being hands-on and being a soldier was something that would keep me active, keep me outside, keep me in that team environment that I craved and that I needed so much. And then the opportunity to serve my community, serve my country was just icing on the cake. I wanted to be in Boise, Idaho. I wanted to be home. The National Guard gave me the opportunity to stay right where I was, serve my country and my community, and it was the best of both worlds. I grew up flying bush planes in Alaska with my dad. I was fortunate enough to get my pilot's license. I wanted to be in helicopters. I wanted to be a crew chief. The Army National Guard gave me a chance to fly helicopters now instead of fixed-wing aircraft.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.